Some of our guests are still on their way, so we will try to include them as we proceed, but we will call their names in the order that's listed on the program. So we start with special remarks from Little Richard.
I want to say that I hope I can say what I have to say in 2 minutes. If I can't, I go to 5 minutes. But I want to say this, that Ike Turner, I love Ike. You know, I've had friends of mine to pass away, and when I got a call that I could pass, it's the first time any tears came in my eyes and just came in my ear. Just, I felt it all over. I could feel it. Then I went on the phone and heard a call from Little Ike about a book that I give out every time I go called Finding Peace Within. And he said something he didn't know that he found out through my book. And by the way, you're going to get one today. I'm not trying to get you to follow no fan. I'm just, these books, you need these books. I'm going to give them to everybody. And no charge. You have them free. But I want to say this, that Ike Turner, when I met Ike in East St. Louis many, many, many years back, he hadn't made no records like that, but he was playing at a club. And we played the Kiel Auditorium, and some guy gave us a little party after the show, and I went. You know, I was young and looking good, I thought, back in that time. And I went, and I got over there, and I never heard a band like this band. And I must tell you, I haven't heard a band like that to this day. When I heard that band, just now I was telling my brother, listen at the bottom. He got a bottom and he plays that bass right with that drum. That's when he got that bass right. I know what he's doing. In fact, I'm gonna do it on my next date. that band sounds so, I haven't heard a band sound like that in a long time. And I travel constantly over the world. That band sound fantastic. It made my big toe shoot up in my boot. Shut up. And that's exactly what's been happening. And I was so glad. I said, Lord, I says, why it had to be Ike? You know, you ain't got no business quitting Garvey Lewis. There's some other people. You know what? People really don't know Ike. And I said, why Ike? You know, I know some people that really, that I wanted to take away myself. But I had to ask God to restrain me and help me. But Ike Turner is not who people think he is. He is not a man that he don't promote himself. He promote other people. But Ike Turner, I've never met a man like Ike Turner in my life. Black, white, red, brown, or yellow. He is one of the greatest musicians I have ever met in my life. In my life. I don't care whether it's rock and roll or what kind of roll it is. You better roll on my Ike or can't touch Ike. He's one of the greatest, and he is. When I was a little boy, I wasn't that little, I'm only a year younger than him. He's 76, I just made 75, he's 75th. But I heard this record in Macon, Georgia, and it was just, it shook my soul. Rocket 88. And when he came in the piano, boom, 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 and you listen to Good God, Miss Smiley, I took that same introduction, made Good God, Miss Smiley. You listen to My Good God, Miss Smiley, I took that same thing and made a huge hit. I didn't get no credit. I told him about it later on. I said, because at first I didn't know him. Shut up. I didn't know him, but when I met him and got with him, and you know what I did? Solomon, I told him, because see, I've been knowing Solomon all my life. Me and Solomon was both young together. Both of us were skinny. Now he have a special chauffeur and I do too. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Ike Turner, God bless his heart. And we will see him in the resurrection. Amen. Cause that's where everybody going to the resurrection. Ain't nobody flying to no heaven right now, you know that. If you was, you wouldn't be in the casket. We go into the grave, and then Jesus said, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice, make the voice of a shout and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. I like to swallow my gum. Will rise first. And we which are asleep and alive, we're going to meet the Lord in air. So what I'm saying is this, that Ike Turner will rise in the resurrection. Because I believe that he knew Jesus. He wasn't no missionary. But you're not one either. So what he's done, and they played down him so bad, like he was such an awful person. And Ike, when I met Ike, I was losing my house. I didn't know him from man in the moon. I had this big mansion over there, and I wasn't able to keep it. I had stopped singing Tutti Frutti. And at that time, it was not all Rudy. I went to Ike and Tina's house and his kids. My mother was keeping the kids, Ike Jr. and all them, the little kids, and Birdie brought them over. I never forget it. And you know what happened? He walked in my door, and I got down on my knees and started praying. And he said, "Why are you crying?" I said, "My mama going to have to get out here tomorrow." I said, "But she don't know it." And when he looked up, it made me cry more. He says, "Fill in this check here." I said, "But it's a whole lot." He said, "Fill in the check." He had a bank account over on Western Avenue. He said, "Fill in this check and go." I said, "I can't do that because it's $3,500. He said, "I don't care what it is, write it in there, and I want you to stop crying. Let's go to the bank and get the cash." He did that, and you know, I just paid him back about 5 or 6 years ago. He was down. Shut up. What y'all don't understand, he didn't loan it to me, he gave it to me. But I saw him down with drugs, and he asked me to loan him some money. I said, "I've got some money for you." And I gave him $5,000 at a Hyatt Hotel in my suite, I'll never forget it. And tears came up in his eyes. He said, "But I didn't charge you that." I said, "But God had me to save it for such time as this." And this man was good, and all men, Michael Jackson, all the older people from that was hard on their children. My dad was hard on me, because they wanted you to be something. They came through slavery and through some hard times, and they wanted you to be the best. And they didn't want you to go through what they went through. They didn't want you to have to kiss what they had kissed, and had to kiss, because they couldn't make it without it. But I got some children that have his musical talent. And you can keep it going by supporting his kids. He got children that have the gift too. The gift didn't just come, it's rubbed off on them. They got it. And you got it too, because you still like it. And stop holding this mess, whatever it is, against this man. Even Jesus forgives. And not only does he say forgive, he said he'll also forget. You throw it in the depths of the sea and remember it no more. Glory to God. You understand me? That's the truth. So people got to hold on and let God use his unchanging hand and his love in your life. And just keep on keeping on and do this for your dad. Your dad will love to see you going and prosper in your life. You understand me? And remember what the Bible says in Proverbs 22nd chapter verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. More than love and favors, rather than the silver or gold, the rich and the poor meets together. God is the maker of them all. Don't forget what it says in Isaiah 1:18. Come now, let us reason together. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. You understand me? And he's getting ready to come. And don't you forget, Jesus is getting ready to come. The world is getting ready to end. In your generation, you ain't got but a few days. Get your life straight with God. Whatever you've been smoking and doing, let it go. Let God be the power in your life. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're now going to have Ike Turner Jr. to share with us. Why don't you show him some love as he comes? Show him some love as he comes.
God bless you all. I don't know if I'm going to make him do this, but this is something I have to say. The last thing that my father was happy.
And that was one thing I wanted to make sure that he was. Is that he was happy when we got these Grammys. I could see it that he was happy. You know, he's never gave anybody control of anything. You know? And when he told me to produce that album on him, I swear, I got not one complaint from him, not one. Nothing but smiles. And that was the last thing. This is the last thing we did together. You know, I had to go to Michigan to finish my album, but it was the hardest thing in my life to leave him. It was the hardest thing. I couldn't watch him do that to himself. I couldn't do it. But believe me, he's touched everybody in this room. I swear, if it's knowledge, if it's financial, whatever it is, he's helped everybody in it. I mean, he's made billions and billions and billions of people happy. And that's what he's God's gift. And I like to say this to the second generation. We have that gift. And let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it for the third generation. I have no kids, but I got nieces and nephews, you know, and it's all about them. It's all about them, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about my father. He took care of everybody, whatever you needed. These guys over here, I love these guys, man. I love these guys right here, man. This is my heart right here, the Kings of Rhythm. I went to St. Louis in 82 and I started Ike Turner Jr. in the second generation with Bridget and Jeanette. And I learned a lot about the Kings of Rhythm. I mean, a whole lot. And that was one of the reasons why I went back to St. Louis. But Lane, Ernest Lane right here was my father's brother. This right here, he grew up with my father. And he's my heart. These guys right here. My father loved his family. He really did. He really honestly did. You know, he really honestly did. Little Richard is like my second father. He would call me in St. Louis, begging me to get up out of St. Louis. What you doing down in that cold ass weather? I never forget that. I mean, but St. Louis was good to me. You know what I'm saying? Michigan was good to me. I don't look this good for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I have to run out of California. So if I'm gone, that's why. But I love y'all and thank you so much. Thank you so much. He's happy. That's one thing about him. He was tired, but he was happy. He knew. He knew, he's told me so many times. I hate when he has to tell me, but he was telling me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And he knew. You know, I got a picture on the side of my bed, man, he's 14 years old with Mississippi dirt on his shoes. You know, that's history, man. He's had the best life. Not very many people get that kind of a life. I mean, he's had a fruitful life. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, the Turner family loves you, and it's the world-renowned Turner family. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Little Richard.
Amen. You know, amen. Amen. Amen.
I love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Ike. Amen. Give Ike another hand. Amen. 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 We're going to now have Brother Phil Spector come and share with us. Brother Spector, where you at, Brother Phil Spector? Oh, here we go. Yeah, come on. Share with us. Amen. Amen.
First of all, the things that were said about Ike that were attributed in that piece of trash movie they made about him I never saw the movie, but it was told to me that I threw Ike out of a recording session or something like that. And Barney Kessel was the world's greatest guitar player in the world. And the only reason Ike didn't play on River Deep Mountain High was because Ike was the second greatest guitar player in the room at that session. And everybody knew it except Ike. And had Ike been in that room, every other guitar player except Barney wouldn't have played. And that's how good Ike was. And B.B. King told me at a party for Doc Pomus, with Joe Turner and Ray Charles sitting there, that Ike Turner was the only guitar player he wouldn't play in front of. That's how good Ike was. But I never bragged, never boasted, and never played in front of everybody or anyone. He came to parties with me, he sat there, and I always say, play, Ike, play. And Ike would never play. But I may have been, I mean, I could play circles around Eric Clapton. And Eric knew it. Because if you want to know, somebody once asked me, what's the difference between Eric Clapton and Ike Turner? I said, you don't know the difference between Eric Clapton and Ike Turner? I said, that's funny. Why don't you ask Eric? Eric does. When I made Tina the jewel she was. And when I went to see I play at the Cinegrill years, this was in the 90s, after his absurd reason for being sent to prison for no reason except that he was a black man in America. There were at least, and I counted them, 5 Tina Turners on the stage performing that night. And any one of them could have been Tina Turner. And had the sellout, whom you may love and respect, but I have an ambivalence towards her, Oprah Winfrey, not made Tina Turner's book into a bestseller, which demonized and vilified Ike, the book wouldn't have sold 2 books. It was badly written, it was a piece of trash, and it was because Oprah idolized Tina that she didn't feel it wrong to vilify a brother. And people like other black sisters did the same thing to Ike. And there was a very famous story of Whoopi Goldberg, who had a television show for 5 minutes, interviewed Ike, and Ike called me and said, should I do the show? I said, well, it's a sister, can't get hurt. And he said, okay, I'm going to do it. So we figured it would be good because it's Oprah, and I mean, because it's Whoopi. And Whoopi asked him demonizing questions. And so I understand even before all the publicity broke, before you were married and living together, you beat the hell out of her. And she tried to commit suicide. She was so terrified of you. And she tried to jump out of a window. And Ike said, yeah, but it's hard to jump out of a window from a basement floor. So, for many professors I've been around, I spent more time with Ike, and it was an experience meeting him in 66, and he never, ever bothered me. He never interfered with me. He never got in my way. And people, literally, when we made River Deep Mountain High, people said, "You can't put Ike and Tina Turner's name on that record. It won't sell any records because Ike and Tina Turner are rhythm and blues. And this is a pop record. And Ike's not on the record. And it'll kill the record." I said, "I signed Ike and Tina Turner. And it'll be Ike and Tina Turner. It won't even say featuring Tina Turner. It's Ike and Tina Turner." And it may have hurt the record. I don't know. To this day, I don't know that it hurt the record. But it was Ike and Tina Turner on that record. And I didn't care less. All I know is that the record disappointing me is not what made me quit the record business. It was that Ike and Tina Turner couldn't become the big act and break the color barrier on the Ed Sullivan Show and the Perry Como Show and the Ike Turner Review and whatever happened to the word review. That's a nice word. And I created that word. The Ike and Tina Turner Review. That was very special. I wanted them to be the biggest thing in America. They were the first act that I recorded that ever could play big time and break it in Vegas and America, all over the place. And that was because of Ike Turner, not Tina Turner. So, God bless you, Ike. And thank you very much for having me. God bless you.
Amen. We'll now have a selection. Brother Allen Woodson will come and share with us. We all get a chance to walk around heaven. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Welcome him as he comes. Welcome him as he comes. Amen.
Somebody give God a hand praise this morning. When I get to heaven,